Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to make a jungle or old school DNB master feel glued together, crisp on the transients and dusty in the mids, using Ableton Live 12 stock devices. Now, when people first hear the word mastering, they often think it means just making the track louder, but in drum and bass, especially jungle and darker rollers, mastering is way more about attitude, control, and cohesion. You want the break to snap, the bass to stay solid, and the atmosphere to feel like one emotional layer instead of a bunch of separate sounds fighting each other. That's the vibe we're aiming for here. Tight, controlled, energetic, and still a little rough around the edges in the best possible way. So first, before you put anything on the master channel, check your pre-master level. This is huge. If your mix is already slamming into the red, the master chain won't save it. For this style, try to leave your loudest peaks somewhere around -6 to -3 dB. That gives the processors room to work without crushing the life out of the track. And in DNB, that headroom really matters, because fast drums and heavy sub can get messy fast if they're already overcrowded. If needed, lower the group buses first, not just the master fader. Get the kick, snare, bass, and atmosphere balanced before you think about polish. Now let's build a simple mastering chain on the master track. A really solid beginner chain is this: EQ8 Glue Compressor Saturator Utility Limiter. Nice and clean. No need to overcomplicate it. Start with EQ8. This is where we clean up the low end and take out any obvious fog. Keep your move small. On a jungle or DNB master, you are not redesigning the track, just tidying it up. A good starting move is a gentle high pass around 20 to 30 HE to remove rumble. That low sub rumble can eat up headroom and make the track feel softer than it really is. If the mix feels a little boxy, try a tiny cut around 200 to 350 HE. Maybe 1 to 2 dB, not more than that to start. And if the atmosphere feels cloudy or muddy, you can also dip a little around 400 to 700 HC. But be careful here. Old school jungle lives in the mids. If you over-EQ that character out, you'll end up with something clean, but boring. We want control, not sterilization. Next up, glue compressor. This is where the track starts to feel like one record instead of separate layers. The key thing here is to keep the compressor gentle, so it adds cohesion without flattening the transients. Try a ratio of 2 to 1, an attack around 10 or 30 milliseconds, and either auto-release or around 0.3 seconds. Then lower the threshold, until you're only getting about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loud parts. That attack setting is important. A slower attack lets the snare and kick punch through before the compressor grabs them. If you make the attack too fast, you can end up softening the break, and that's the opposite of what we want in DNB. The break needs to stay alive. Listen closely. If the drum hit still has its front edge, and the atmosphere feels like it's breathing together with the rhythm, you're in the zone. If the whole thing starts sounding smaller or more squeezed, back off a bit. Now we add saturator. This is one of the best tools for getting that dusty mid-range character without destroying clarity. Think of it as adding a little grain, a little thickness, and a bit of old tape or analog-style heat. A good starting point is about 1.5 to 4 dB of drive, with soft clip turned on. Then match the output so the bypass volume stays about the same. That last part is really important. A lot of beginners think louder means better, but if you level match, you can actually hear what the saturation is doing. What you're listening for is more body in the mids, a slightly rougher texture, and that feeling that the break and the bass are living in the same dusty space. If the track is too clean, this will help a lot. If it starts making the low end fuzzy or weak, then you've gone too far. Back the drive down and keep the sub more stable. After that, bring in utility. This is your simple stereo control and gain trim tool. On a jungle master, keeping the low end centered is a big deal. Wide subs can fall apart on club systems, and they can blur the kick and bass relationship. If the mix feels too wide or loose, try narrowing the width slightly, maybe down to 90 to 100%. You don't need a massive change. Sometimes just tightening the stereo image a touch makes the track feel heavier and more focused. And here's a useful mindset. The atmosphere can be wide, but the low end should be disciplined. That's one of the big secrets to getting a proper DNB master to hit hard. Finally, use a limiter at the end if you need it. The limiter is not there to smash the track into submission. It's there to catch peaks and prevent clipping. Set the ceiling around -0.3 dB and only push the gain enough to tame the loudest peaks. If you're seeing constant gain reduction, like 2 to 4 dB or more all the time, that's usually a sign that something earlier in the chain is too hot. In that case, go back and lower the pre-master level or ease off the saturator, rather than forcing the limiter to do all the work. A really good DNB master still feels like it can breathe. You want energy, not a flattened waveform with no life in it. Now, one really important thing. Test your chain on more than just the drop. Check it on the full busy section, and then also on an intro or breakdown where the atmosphere is more exposed. Why? Because DNB arrangements often change dramatically. The drop may need tightening, but the intro might become too cloudy if the master chain is too heavy. You want both sections to feel like they belong to the same world. So listen for this. In the intro, are the pads, noise beds, and chopped break textures staying clear enough? In the drop, does the snare still crack, and does the bass still feel stable? If the intro gets muddy, you may need a tiny cut in the low mids. If the drop loses punch, reduce compression before changing the EQ. And if your track changes a lot between sections, you can use a little automation, but keep it subtle. Maybe a touch more width in the drop. Maybe slightly more saturation for the heavy section. Maybe a tiny EQ cleanup in the breakdown if it gets cloudy. Tiny moves. Micro moves. That's the game here. A lot of beginner producers think mastering is about big dramatic changes, but in this style, it's usually about nudging. If you find yourself making huge EQ boosts or cuts, that usually means the mix still needs work. Here's another very useful tip. Compare your track to a reference. Pick a similar old-school jungle track, Dusty Roller, or darker DNB tune. Level match it as closely as you can and listen for the relationship between the drums, bass, and atmosphere. Ask yourself, do the drums feel as locked in? Is the sub centered and stable? Are the mids gritty or too clean? Is the track too bright or too dull? You're not trying to copy the reference exactly. You're trying to understand the balance of vibe, density, and punch. Also, keep checking transient shape after each device. That's one of the biggest beginner mistakes, hearing louder and assuming better. If the snare or kick loses its front edge, then something in the chain is working too hard. A few quick pro reminders before we wrap. Let the mids stay a little ugly. That character zone around 250 to 800 Hz is part of the jungle sound. Keep the snare transient alive. It drives a lot of the energy in this genre. Check mono often. If the bass disappears or the atmosphere collapses, tighten the mix before mastering. And if the track feels too clean, add grit before you just turn it up. So the big picture is this. Clean the low end. Glue the track gently. Add controlled saturation for dusty mids. Keep the stereo feel disciplined and use limiting only as a safety net. That's how you make a DNB master feel cohesive, punchy, and full of character without wrecking the groove. Try this on one of your own drops and really listen to how tiny changes affect the feel. In jungle and old school DNB, small mastering moves can make a massive difference. All right, let's move on and hear how your version changes the vibe.